interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right, this is a beauty pageant fight. It ends up that apparently there were some arrests that were made here in Sri Lanka. This thing happened. I saw some of the video from this. You can find this on the internet. This happened Sunday. Okay, they were having the Miss Sri Lanka beauty pageant. Winner goes to the Miss World competition. You got the former title holder on stage as they crown the new champion.
Okay? Oh, that's not going to go over. Sometimes that transfer of power doesn't go smoothly.
This didn't work out. You know why? Because the woman who won, according to the former title holder, the woman who won has been divorced. In Sri Lanka, you can't have that. You can't have a divorce in your past and be the Miss Sri Lanka. Okay. So anyways, they announce her as the winner, okay? And the last year's champ is standing up there, and she's got her gown on and all that kind of stuff. They don't look happy. So she gets a hold of the microphone. It says, let me tell you what's going on here. This one over here has been divorced, and the rules clearly state that you cannot be a bit of... So she goes, and she starts taking the crown off of this woman's, off the queen's head, the miss, you know, the champion's head, and there... The crown is put on with pins,
okay,
with like a half dozen pins. So it takes her 20 seconds to do all this, and the new queen is just allowing this to happen as the old queen, the old champ, takes these and embarrasses her in front of all these people. And then the old champ says, so the runner-up is going to be the new winner. And then she walks up to her and puts the crown on her head and starts pinning the stuff on her. Everybody's confused. The girl who should have won is like got tears in her eyes, and I think she leaves the stage. And there was some kind of dust up backstage afterward, and the cops were called.
Love to see how Steve Harvey would have handled that.
Well, you know what, and here's the worst part of it. As it turns out, the last year's champ who thought she had all the information had the information wrong. That woman wasn't divorced. She had never gotten a divorce. She had broken up with somebody, but she had never gotten a divorce, so they reinstalled her as the champion. Ooh. What a mess.
I got a battle for you, too. And this is the strip club against the city of San Antonio. The strip club in question, the Ecstasy Cabaret. And we might have to look up the Ecstasy Cabaret in San Antonio for some Yelp reviews here in the future, because I guess the cops have been called out there like 300 times in the last 2 years. So there's something going on at the Ecstasy Cabaret. And the latest move by San Antonio authorities in their war against the strip club is they have taken a generator and water tank away from the cabaret. See, back around Thanksgiving, the city hit them with a whole bunch of COVID violations and shut the place down. And they cut off the power and cut off the water. And this guy says, okay, fine. I'll bring in a generator and a water tank. And so he's having his strippers do their thing by the generator and water tank in the shower room. How awkward is that when the water tank runs out in the middle of the shower room? Anyways, he's got the strippers in there working by generator light, and now the city has come and taken the generator and the water tank. I don't know if people are going to come by the candlelight. I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at the Yelp reviews on this place, and they got water issues anyways. they run out of some of the people who are giving it 1-star reviews say you have to bring your own beer, and you even have to bring your own water.
What kind of strip
place.
Club is that?
I don't know.
The Ecstasy Cabaret.
XTC.
Yes.
Cabaret in San Antonio. Stay away from that one. And stay away from this girl. Outside of the Dollar General in Pennsylvania the other day, 25-year-old Tiffany. Cops were called to check out 25-year-old Tiffany. They got the word that Tiffany was standing outside the Dollar General wearing a hard hat, holding a crock pot lid as a shield, and carrying a bathroom scale. She was clearly under the influence of stuff. She said people were chasing her. She said that's why she was holding the crock pot lid as a shield. She also told people, yeah, and I think I saw like somebody get murdered at my house or something. So the cops went to her home. Sheila, or Tiffany, rather. Really? You saw that, Tiffany? So they went to her house, and there was nothing going on there. There was no murder there. They did find Tiffany's boyfriend in the house, and he said, oh, yeah, that's old Tiffany. She's got a drug problem. So they cited her for public drunkenness and drug possession and took her off.
Hey, she had the hard hat on.
To a hospital, yeah. The warning should have been there.
Trying to protect herself.
That's right.